Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai, Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Kulwanth Hall ended just now, and the devotees are silently lined up to have a close darshan of our Lord. The Ramzan festivities begin in the divine abode, the spiritual capital of the world, as the students of the campus are prepared to give the message of Ramzan, the message of Sai, the message of eternal divine love to the world through their thought-provoking and entertaining cultural presentation tomorrow. Now, this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to this week's Vedan Tutor. In the previous weeks, we had learnt till the 7th Anuvaka of the Chamakam. Before we go ahead with the other Anuvakas in today's episode, we shall try to know the significance of this Rudra Chamakam. The Sri Rudra Chamakam is a Vedic stotra dedicated to Rudra, an earlier aspect of Shiva. Chamakam assures granting of what we ask. The Creator makes no distinction between the things of the world and the other world, as both belong to Him, and desire born out of virtue is really a manifestation of divinity and dharma. Chamakam furnishes completely the ideal of human happiness and defines in the highest degree the desires which are limitless to be asked or to be granted. Sri Rudra Chamakam occupies a very important place in Vedic literature and in the practice of Vedic religion. It is the heart of Krishna Yajurveda and is treasured in the center of Taittiriya Samhita. Strictly speaking, the Rudram is a homa or sacrifice performed in fire in honor of God Rudra. While most of the rituals relating to other gods are limited to the particular purpose intended in the Karma Kanda, it was felt that Rudram could not and should not be so confined to ritualistic sacrifices, but put to further various uses. Hence, we find that Rudram and Chamakam are used invariably for all the Vedic forms of worship of Shiva in all the households and the temples. The Rudram is addressed to worship Lord Shiva, who is said to give to the devotee who seeks his grace or anything that is asked for. After praying and identifying Rudra with everything in the Namakam, the Chamakam is recited, in which the devotee prays to Lord Shiva and asks him to give him everything, finally culminating his prayer in complete oneness with Shiva. This excellent prayer is intended for the bulk of the people, and everything to be cherished in the world is included in this ascent to the state of Jnani to attain moksha, that is eternal happiness. Chamakam assures granting of what all you ask for in a full-throated manner. Now, we shall listen to Mr. Maunish Vyas explaining the inner significance of Chamakam.
Sai Ram, welcome back. So we go on to Chamakam. In Chamakam there are two options. For those who feel that God is taking care of me all the time, there is no need to chant Chamakam. But Swami said, if you need to pray, you pray. If you need to ask me for some things, then you ask what I have taught you to ask, which is Chamakam. So just as I am standing here, you imagine Swami standing here, and in front of Swami there is a departmental store with counter full of various things. And Swami is smiling at you, and Swami tells you, Tisko. So you said, this one for me, this one for me, that packet, this bicycle, this one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. You have a huge menu card, and Swami is smiling, it's all yours. So that is Chamakam. Swami is the departmental store manager. He is smiling at you. Ma Sai is completely pleased with you and says, Beta, aapko jo mangna hai, mango. So why Swami taught us to chant Chamakam? Yes, exactly the opposite. That's, I'm coming to it. It's exactly the opposite. So why chant Chamakam? There are famous examples in the Puranas of one Rakshasa. He wanted Indrasana and instead he asked for Nidra. So he ended up sleeping for 6 months. Then similarly, mispronunciations were done by Rakshasas. Of course, Swami only sat on their tongues and made them mispronounce. The story about Draupadi also says that she stuttered and said Pati 5 times. That's why she got 5 Patis in the next Janma. So Swami said, instead of you stuttering and not saying what you are supposed to say, I will teach you what to say. So you say, Shanchame Mayaschame, Priyanchame Anukamaschame, Kamaschame Saumanasaschame. These are the things which you ought to ask from Swami. Instead of the nonsense that we all ask. Okay, give us wife and give us promotion and give us money and give us so and so on. Because Swami has once said that you don't need to pray to me. God knows what to do. God knows his job. If you need to pray to me, it means I am not doing my job. Yes. If you want to pray to me for your own mental satisfaction, for getting peace of mind, please pray to me. Then you pray to me. Nowadays, Swami insisted, Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. You are all included, your father is included, friends are included in Samasta Lokaha. Means in each and every plane of existence, each and every individual, single person, germ, insect, reptile, whatever, let them all be happy. You are automatically included. It's a very, very wide prayer. And even this prayer need not be said, but it has to be said for Loka Kalyana. Because we are the special emissaries of Swami, and Swami has chosen the few, maybe the 1,000-odd students of his to chant Vedam and follow his teachings. So at least we should chant Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Otherwise Swami says, there is no need to pray. I am doing my job very well. You just do what I am asking you to do. Now for those who want to pray, what to pray? Chant Chamakam. This is also mine, that is also mine, this also mine, that also mine. But instead of asking for the wrong things, you are asking for the right things. And you will be very surprised if you read this book and you go through the 6th and 7th Anuvak of Chamakam. Swami teaches us to ask what we can, and even dreams we cannot ask. One of them is the power to rotate a galaxy. How many of you have dreamt even of how to rotate a galaxy? Entire galaxy. That also power is being asked for in the Chamakam. Means this is beyond our imagination. So God is so kind that if at all He wants to appoint you as the next Manu, in the next Manvantara, you can also ask for that power. That is also included in the Chamakam. Most of us in Kali Yuga have very limited mindsets. Means we will never ask that I want to be the next Manu and I want to create the entire universe. Swami can give us that power. Ultimately, all those Sadhyaha and Devaha, Yatra Purve Sadhyaha Santi Devaha, they were created by Swami for the specific purpose only of creation. So He has created the Manus, He has created the Prajapatis, and He has created these very, very great deities, you know. Dhata Purastad Yamuda Jahara Shakras Pravidvan Pradishaschatasraha. So Dhata, Shakra, they are all special people. They are not these regular class of devotees which are doing day-to-day ruling. They were deities only meant for creating the universe. So you can become one of them. Of course, point is whether you want to become one of them is up to you. The Chamakam teaches what to ask. And when we ask the right things, Swami in His infinite mercy gives us what He is supposed to give. This was told to me by an alumnus, that Swami was in the middle of some 11 of them and He told them, chant Chamakam. They all chanted Chamakam very energetically. Swami was in the middle of them and Swami was, in His usual way, He was in His masti. And at the end of the Chamakam, Swami says 2 words. Shoe size. Now tell me, what is this comment? At the end of Chamakam, to these 11 boys, Swami says, shoe size. What is shoe size? Can anyone elaborate? This is Swami's answer. Shoe size. What is shoe size? Yeah. If it is too tight, you can't walk. If it is too loose, you can't walk. So again, in terms of Chamakam or money or resources or powers, if it is too much than what you can handle, you will not be able to walk. If it is too little, you will not be able to handle walk. And to each his own. There is not a single individual in the entire locus who is the same as you. Do you know that? Neither na bhuto na bhavishyati. Means if you say that 3 million years ago there was a person exactly like me, wrong. Even in your next janma you will not be the same as what you are today. You will have either become better or become worse. You will have a new set of parents, a new face structure, a new bone structure, everything new. And that face structure, that bone structure is not there anywhere in the universe, in the past or in the future. So imagine Swami has so infinite possibilities that every single being that Swami creates is unique in the past, present and future. No two beings are ever the same in terms of looks and in terms of qualities. Such a Swami has given us the chamakam that to each his own. Swami says, I will give you exactly what is perfect for you. If you deserve the post of Prajapati, he will make you Prajapati. If you deserve the post of Manu, he will make you Manu. And if you deserve the post of one of his dearest teachers in the college, he will make you a dearest teacher in the college. Because that is the most coveted post. Marichi naam padamichhanti vedasaha. So, Marichi also used to covet the post of Vidhata. So, in today's language, you can say Marichi wanted to become a professor in Swami's college. And those who have already become professors in Swami College are very, 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 very lucky. They must be encashing the punyas of no less than some 1 lakh janmas. Once Professor Sampat asked Swami that after how many punya janmas will we have one darshan of Swami? Swami says, 100 punya janmas, you see me once and blink once, your 100 punya janmas are gone. He was shocked. Then Swami says, we are having darshan every day. Swami says, that is my grace. Your own prapti, your own karma phala prapti of 100 punya janmas is encashed in a single blink of the eye, one nimesha. Nimeshat harati kalas sarvam. So here it has completely stolen away all your punyas in one nimesha by one darshan of the Purna avatar. And this time Swami has told one devotee who used to press Swami's feet at Dharmakshetra, he's still there. This was told to me by him personally. Swami told him that Krishna had only 16 kalas. I have come with 18 kalas. Because Kali Yuga requires more powers. Which are the two extra kalas? Wherever my name is taken, I will present myself. Whenever my picture is put, I will present myself. This is Swami's own words. And I have been told to it by that Anna myself. The person who heard it from Swami directly. Even two more kalas in Kali Yuga Swami has come with. So imagine that we are in the extremely unenviable or the enviable position of what even Marichi and Vidhata want. They want to be near the Purna Avatara. Swami has said so many times that in those years, I had given darshan to these rishis after 1000 years only for 1 minute, 60 seconds. Today you are getting darshan day in and day out. You don't appreciate what you are getting. So chamakam especially teaches us what we ought to ask from Swami. What we ought to earn, strive and ask from Swami. That is what it teaches us. Otherwise we will end up asking all nonsense things. Number one, best is you say, Swami, you are my mother and father. You know best what to give me. You give me whatever you want. Or you don't need to ask even that. You just rely on Swami. Even if Swami puts you in trouble, that is for your own good. That is the first stage. Then you say, no, no, Swami, I want to pray because it gives me good relief. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. That is the second stage. Then you say, no, no, but I need to, you know, pray more. Then you chant the chamakam. It is valid. Swami has only taught us through the Agni Rishihi, and it's a Vedic mantra, and it teaches us what to ask. And in the end, the Chamaka Rahasya says, Eka Chame, Tisras Chame, Pancha Chame, Sapta Chame, Nava Chame, Eka Adasha Chame. So I am 1, I am 3, I am 5, I am 7, I am 9, I am 11. Now what is this? How am I become a number or a series of numbers? Am I in jail? Because in jail you are called by a number. Hey, number 11, either of. So now Swami is identifying himself with prisoners. No. The very first one says, Eka Chame means, Aham Eva Aham, Advitiyo Aham. I am the one, the only one. Because before that, the earlier line is, Yajnyo Yajnyena Kalpatam. That is the Chamaka Rasya. Means, my Prano Yajnyena Kalpatam, Apano Yajnyena Kalpatam, Chakshur Yajnyena Kalpatam, Mano Yajnyena Kalpatam, Vak Yajnyena Kalpatam. All my Indriyas, my Chakshu, Vak, I give for sacrifice, I give away for Yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. Not only Vaidik, even normal sacrifice. Even if you do Gram, Seva or help others, that is sacrifice, Yajna. Yajna does not mean only saying Swaha, Swaha. It means any act of selflessness is a yajna. So everything given to yajna, and at the end, yajno yajnena kalpatam. The fruits of the yajna are also given in the yajna. I lose my complete identity. I have no sense of doership. Then where am I? That is the next line. Ekachame, I am I. I am the one, I am the only one. Then the only one became three. Bhur bhuvasvah tisraschame. Then the only one became five. Panchachame, prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. Or you can say akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi. Means the one then divided himself. So the last is the chamaka rahasya answer, the uttara to the prashna, that I am the one, I am the three, I am the five, I am the seven, saptasyasan paridhayah, the seven divisions of lokas, I am the one. Essentially, the first line of chamaka starts with asking, vajaschame prasavaschame, I need energy, I need creativity. And at the end, vajascha prasavascha abhijascha kratuscha suvascha, the end says that I am creativity, I am the very energy. Imagine the complete change in tone and tenor. So if you follow chamaka rahasya sincerely, you end up saying that I am Swami, I am God, I am energy, I am this, I am that. I am the one, take whatever from me you want. You become the ultimate giver instead of becoming the ultimate receiver. So that is the chamaka rahasya, and that is what we should aim for. And if you want to chant the chamaka with this intention in mind, please do chant every day. Initially it starts with asking. You being a primary school student and asking from mother's side, you know, all the peppermints and chocolates and the books and pencils and notebooks and rubbers. At the end, that child becomes a PhD and says, I am Swami. I am here to give you whatever you want. I will give you energy. I will give you creativity. I will give you the rulership. Bhuvanascha bhuvanascha adhipatishya. I will give you the adhipatya of the entire bhuvana, the entire srishti. Complete creativity, complete overlordship of the universe. That is what the last line says. So imagine from where to where have you come. This is true graduation, this is true doctorate in professional life. Of course, I have also quite far from there. One day I will reach there, if not in this janma, some next janma. Even if I don't reach there, it doesn't matter. But I will try. Always aim high. Mentally always aim high. To aim low is a crime. Wherever you reach is Swami's grace. But aim high. So this is the chamaka rahasya. Now, are there any questions preferring to chamaka? Because this is all that there is to chamaka. The details are there in the book if you wish to read every word and every sentence. But chamaka is ultimately starting from Montessori asking for rubbers, pencils and notebooks to becoming God yourself. And giving rubbers, pencils and notebooks to those who require them. Idadev is a shanti. It means madhu manishye, madhu janishye, madhu vakshyami, madhu vadishyami. Means I will speak sweetly, I will grow sweetly, I will help sweetly, and so on and so forth. Shanti, shanti, shanti. It's a shanti mantra. And again, the meaning is given in the book, word to word meaning. In the shakha, it is said, Agni Rishihi. You buy the Taittiriya Samhita, Satavalekar, or whichever version, the title is given Chamaka Prashna, Rishi Agni Rishihi, if I remember correctly. Agni Rishihi. When the tree is young, you require a fence to protect it. Swami says that when you are at the initial phase of your sadhana, the question was, is there a particular time to chant? So the answer is given by Swami himself, that when you are at the fledgling phase of your sadhana, you require the same time, same place, same circumstance, same deity, same projection. When your sadhana becomes strong and the sapling grows into a big tree, then even thieves and criminals and goats can sit under it, then it will not cause harm. Otherwise a simple lamb will chew off the first few leaves that are there and it will destroy your sadhana. So in the initial years, you have to maintain the same time, the same place, the same circumstance as much as possible. Because now I am traveling so much that I do chant Rudram every day, but I chant it in trains and planes and buses and whatnot. Because now, for example, as soon as I got up, I had my bath, I had breakfast and I have come here. Now, on my way back, I will chant Rudram. Otherwise, if I had a steady lifestyle of regular periods and regular thing, then I will take out 1 hour or 1.5 hour from my timing and I will chant Rudram at that same time. So this is in the fledgling state. But if you are very strong in your sadhana and nobody can shake you in your sadhana, which not all of us are there, then you can chant at any time. You can chant 24 hours. What is wrong in that? Means you are supposed to be in the Vedic mindset 24 hours. What is wrong in it? The point of chanting for 1 hour is that the mantra reverberates in your mind for the balance 23 hours. Even in your dream you will chant Rudram. So in fact that is the goal you have to reach. Now if you can physically chant 24 hours, nothing like it. By chanting 1 hour every day, the mantra keeps on rotating itself in your mind on its own. That is the power of the mantra. And that is mananat trayate iti mantra. That is the true power of the mantra. It becomes constant manana without your knowing. And your mind cleans itself on its own. It's like pressing the ignition switch of a car and all the systems they act into play. Without specific instructions. Carburetor is not given separate instructions. On its own it does its work. So it's like that. So that 1 hour chanting is the ignition. The rest of the day takes care of itself. Sarva Devata Swarupa is very clearly enunciated in Rudram. It gives you the most vivid imagery possible, including Prakriti, the Swarupa, including Devata Swarupa, including Shiva Swarupa, including Rudra Swarupa, Manu Swarupa and all those Swarupas. That is Dvaitopasana. But behind all that is the concept that I am all this. And I am all this is stated very clearly in the Chamaka. Eka Chame, Tisras Chame, Pancha Chame. So for that, you have to progress to the Chamaka portion. And Chamaka, that is why at the gross level, it sounds very gross that I am asking for this. But the last Anuvaka of the Chamaka is the most significant. And it is even more significant than the Namaka. But the progression has to be natural. You cannot chant only 11th Chamaka Anuvaka and say that I am God. Means people will slap you or they will shun you, one of the two. It's easy, you know. The whole thing to chant takes 35 minutes. I'll say only, 11th Anuvaka Chamaka, Eka Chame, Tisras Chame, only 3 minutes. I am God. Then Swami will say, go give darshan. It's like that. So it's easy to say, but very difficult to do. So in doing, you have to progress naturally to that stage. So progression comes when you enroll school in first standard, then second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. Very rarely you might get double promotion from first, you'll go to third. But I have not heard of anybody going from first to PhD straight. Nobody goes. You have to go through the process. So that is the process. But the ultimate mystery is revealed by the Chamakam. That is pure Advaita. If you take it in that way, there are many people who have given it very, very mathematical connotations to the entire Chamakam. And even those are valid because all mantras have Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika and Adhyatmika meanings. What I have stated is the Adhyatmika meaning. Those mathematical meanings are Adi Bhautika meanings. They are also valid. They are not wrong.
It was really an eye-opener for all of us to know the meaning of this great mantra, the Chamakam. God descends for man's ascent. Swami often says, I will give you what all you ask for, until you ask for what exactly I have come down to give you. So dear listeners, keeping in mind and hearts the exact thing that we have to ask for from Swami, we shall from now on pray to our dear Lord to give us what He wants to give us, because whatever He gives is the best for us. With this, we come to an end to this week's Vedam Tutor, and it's now time for the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom hosted by Brother Bishu. Over to Brother Bishu.